Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Let's see what exciting things AWS has for us over the past week. Amazon Bedrock console gets a modern look and feel. Okay, so why did this overly hyped-to-death service that was launched less than a year ago ever have anything than a modern look and feel? Oh, because AWS was so desperate to appear at the forefront of a space that they're woefully behind in all other considerations went out the window? That tracks. AWS Control Tower introduces APIs to register organizational units. Once again, AWS organizations presupposes that anyone managing it has enough directory experience to instinctively know what an OU is, what the implications of using one are, and even to recognize it as being a specific term of art. That's not really who Control Tower's marketing has historically been aimed at. There's a misalignment here, something fierce. Build generative AI chatbots using prompt engineering with Amazon Redshift and Amazon Bedrock. Look, I've got a level with you. Given the sorry state that is Amazon Q, AWS has no credibility whatsoever in the how to build generative AI chatbot space. It makes up answers, it lies with a straight face, it soaks up GPUs from customers who would otherwise pay handsomely for access to them, and it has yet to generate a single, wow, that was super helpful from any customer I've ever spoken to about the topic. And how to enforce creation of roles in a specific path. Use IAM role naming and hierarchy models. Credit where due. This is a good hack. And it is a hack, to be clear. You've got to make a lot of changes to your entire permissions model before outliers stop pecking you to death. But it's clever, I'll grant that. If you're starting Greenfield, this starts to look like a pretty good idea. And that's an abbreviated list of what happened last week in AWS. I was sick. It was a slow week. For some reason, no one seems to be firing on all cylinders. That's okay. That's what this week is for. Let's talk soon.